Okay, we now welcome on fifth year football head coach Tom Minnick. Coach, we saw last week it's kind of a get right week against Gordon's after a couple tough losses against some top five opponents. What did you take away from the win last weekend?
I was just trying to get better and do things right, make sure the sideline control is right. And I think we did that. We had both coaches down helping out. Of course, this week they'll be back up in the box, but it just helps us out with more coaches down there and helping out with players. And then, you know, getting a couple of people that weren't supposed to be on the sideline off the sideline, it just helps. So it's just identifying the people who are supposed to be there and the people who aren't supposed to be there. So I think we got that situated for this week.
Mentally, you kind of said that you wanted to hype the guys up last week, you know, kind of make sure they're having fun out there. How did you feel they handled last week above the shoulders?
They handled pretty well. They were engaged with the other team. I mean, I told them after the game, I said, these are some guys that love football because they drove all the way here and slept in a car and all that stuff. I mean, they love football. They wanted to play football. So our kids knew that and kind of were helping them up and pumping them up and, you know, telling them it was a nice catch and whatever it may be. But they handled it really well, and I was proud of them for that because it shows a lot of maturity on their part to know that kids on their team, I mean, they may not be like them, but they're kids that love to play football and are trying to play and get looked at. So I was proud of them for that.
Going to some of the individual performances, Keon Brown had four catches for 50 yards, a couple of touchdowns. How do you think he's settled into this program as a freshman?
He just needs to know that he don't have to do it all. You know, in high school, I don't know how much he was taught. He was the main man. Give me the ball, throw me the ball up, and I'll make a play. That's how he was in high school. Here, he's not the man, you know, anymore. I mean, there's a bunch of you, and you just got to wait your turn and make plays when the ball comes to you. It's taken him a while. He still gets upset when he doesn't get the ball. And that's a couple of our guys are like that. It just comes from the programs that doesn't really coach them up to be team players. It's all about them. And when you get them here, then they're kind of carrying over and you got to teach them that you're not the only guy here. So, he's learning, a couple of them are learning that, getting better, but it's still a process.
Another one of those guys that's been a part of the process for the last couple of years has been Gio Ribalta, who led you guys in receiving yards with 82. He had that 47-yarder on the team's second play from scrimmage. How have you noticed him improve in the slot this season?
He's always been pretty good. From South Florida, so another South Florida kid that just needed time to get coached and learn the ins and outs of that slot receiver position and has done really well. He's one that we can move outside if we need to. We haven't had to do that. I don't foresee us doing that. He likes that position. We like him there. He's pretty fast. He can catch the ball. So we're happy with him being there.
Have you always liked to recruit athletes from South Florida?
Yeah, if you can get the right ones, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What stands out about the area down there?
Huh?
What stands out to you about?
Well, they all can run. I mean, kids down there can run. So, I mean, you always, the southern states got kids that are different than the midwestern states. And you know, I'm going to get some feedback on that, I'm sure. But they're different down there. They love football. I mean, it's 24/7 down there. And if you go recruit, you'll find out what the difference is from a Midwest kid and a southern kid. It's just where it is. And I'm a Midwest kid, and I love football, and, it, you know, there's a difference between love and like, but down there, it's more than love.
What is the difference to you between liking football and loving football?
It's what they have down there. Midwest, there's so many distractions up this way with different things, and down there, it's football. You know, up here, you got soccer and all that stuff. So, lacrosse, you got all the sports up here that, you know, some of the schools down there don't have. So everybody pours their heart into playing football. So that's the difference is that. And they play it all year round. you know, the weather and stuff like that up in the Midwest, you can't play football all year round.
When you talk about, you know, these kids coming out and loving football every day, what are some of the things that you look for to see how they're bought into playing football week in, week out?
Just how they go about their daily practices and stuff like that, how they act, how they receive coaching and stuff like that. You just look and see how they come prepared each and every day. Some do, some don't. I mean, but you're still dealing with 18, 19-year-old kids that really don't have a clue yet. They want to be men, but they're not men yet, you know. So you got to prepare them for that. And you talk about coaching football, but you're also coaching life, too, when you're dealing with these kids. So,
how has this team's maturity progressed throughout the season?
It's getting better. It started off slow, but I mean, we brought in a bunch, you know, kind of like Deion, brought in a bunch of new kids. We didn't have a whole lot of kids that returned. One being that they weren't good enough, two that we didn't basically want them back, and three, we were just trying to build a different culture of kids that we knew to win this conference, to have a chance to compete in this conference, because we don't get a lot of Kansas kids because we're out here in the West. And a lot of people don't realize that, well, you have a lot of Kansas kids. Well, we can't get them from the Eastern side. And nobody can tell me we can't, unless you build something here for them to come out here and an attraction. That's not going to happen. They're not going to bypass all the schools out there to come out here to go to Garden or Dodge. So we have to prepare, try to get the 55 best out-of-state kids we can get, and that's what we did. And yeah, we lose two, but we were in the game. We should have won. We dropped three touchdown passes one game. The other game, there's other things that happened during that game that we should have won. We're up by 13, didn't win. We feel we should be undefeated. We feel that we should have beat both those teams, and everybody can say, you know, you'll get criticized for saying that, but I truly believe we should be undefeated. We're one of the best teams in the nation. We're going to prove it. We got eight games left, and the kids are taking it. They've bought in day by day. We're going to get this done and get there. So, and make a decision with a two-loss team on how we did. So, I don't think they're going to turn the Jayhawk team away if we have two losses and we can, you know, beat all these teams. It's going to be a bear because everybody's improved. Highland's improved. Dodge City's doing really well and improved. You know, Hutch is Hutch. You know, and we got Snow that's right up there. So the schedule is hard. I mean, Jayhawk is a hard schedule, and then when you go outside the conference and play Snow, and you know it's always a top 10 team, and they're difficult. It's gonna be a tough road, but we're up for the challenge, and you got to look at it. We've lost some guys because of injury for the year, so we're down spots. So when we show up, we have 47 kids or whatever. I mean, it's not really fair from the east side to the west side on how we approach football in this league, but that's one thing, and I will stick to it because everybody's got all the Kansas kids on their side because that's all the populations on that side. So it is what it is. We're just going to keep battling and try to figure this out.
Now, you mentioned that the Jayhawk Conference has gotten better throughout this season, but your teams have always been some of the best teams in this conference since you've taken over. What are some factors, whether that's in-game execution or something off the field, that has allowed your teams to really play well in this conference?
Well, we try to hire some good coaches, and then we also, you know, try to get good players. I mean, players, you don't win with the mule riding the Kentucky Derby. I mean, you got to have thoroughbreds running, and that's what we try to recruit. You know, so when people are out there going, "Oh, you need to recruit this kid, you need to recruit this kid," no, we're approaching it different here because, like I said, the out of state rule is big here for us because you only get the 55. You have to have the best 55 kids when you come in here because everybody has a 55 here, so everybody's gonna have the same out of staters that you have. So you got to make sure you have the best ones out of everybody, and then the Kansas kids. you want the best ones here, and we've got a couple good ones here from Garden City here that can play. Trell Elliott is Division I player, and he's playing really well for us. But we got to have more of those, and it's hard to get them because, like I said, you can't jump every school to get here. They don't want to come out west here. It's just, I mean, we've offered kids full rides to come out here, and they don't want to come. So we're trying to find other avenues to be at least in the top three teams in this league. And we just got to go about it a different way, and that's what we've been trying to do. So is it the right way? I don't know. It's keeping us in the top three, hopefully. But we just got to keep battling. And like I said, it's getting hard. I just kind of figure it out, I think. Highland's doing a good job. He's doing an excellent job there. So it is what it is. And then, like I said, in this conference, you bring the Iowa schools in, which, you know, Iowa Western's always really good. You know, won national championship last year. And then you got Iowa Central. It's always been good. They beat us the last 2 years. You know, should they have? I don't know. And then you get Ellsworth is trying to figure it out, you know, in their league. So, you know, it's kind of, you look at that league, you know, there are three teams in there. They got the whole state to recruit from, and they got three teams, you know. So it's a little bit different. You got, what, seven teams here, and you got to recruit this whole state, and most of them are on the east side. So it's difficult to get that done. I got great recruiters, and we still can't get kids. I got a guy that was in this league way back when and has a lot of connections in Kansas. And, you know, you don't want to be, you know, tell a parent, oh, he's going to start. I mean, there's some people who tell them they're going to start. And we wouldn't do that, so we went somewhere else. We had a pretty good linebacker. But we weren't going to tell him he was going to start, and somebody else did, and that's where he went. And does he start? No. But you're not going to lie to the parents that you know from way back when. So, I mean, that's a deal we just got to put up with. And you know, kids got to love football and want to compete if they come to Garden City. That's what they got to do.
One of the kids that you got from Garden City High School with this last recruiting class was Jerry Ortega. You got his first touchdown this last weekend. How has he developed within this program?
Jerry's done a great job. He's going to end up playing receiver when it's all said and done. And that's where he takes most of his reps. But I wanted to get him some running back reps this weekend. He's not a running back. He runs straight up in the air. So he's got to play receiver. He's got great speed. He's tough. He's gotten bigger. He's going to be a good one, too, just like Terrell. Those two kids, that's the kind of kids you need to win. And that's the kind of kids we want to recruit. And we're very happy with Jerry and like I said, Terrell done a wonderful job. I had his brother, D-Mac. It was unbelievable too. So, and I just had him in the spring. So, there's some good kids around here that can play, but you just like anywhere else, you got to get the best ones. I don't want to get kids that are third and fourth string at high school. I mean, it's not fair to them. It's not fair to us, and it's not fair to them. So if we get the good kids that can play and play at this level, great.
So how important is it with this rule to have someone like Jerry come in and develop and have somebody that can market back to the high school and say, hey, you want to come play here?
It helps because then you don't have to recruit the out-of-state player at his position. If you can count on him coming in and starting right away, and which, you know, next year we'll have to say, hey, do we need an extra guy at that spot or not, or Jerry can handle it and take over. So it actually helps us out once we figure out if it can play for us or not. So, you know, it just helps us in the long run with that.
So let's dive into this week's game. This is a Highland team that's 1-3, but when you look at their last two games, they've been decided by single digits. What's improved about them? You mentioned that DJ Mayo was doing a great job in his first year. What's improved?
I think they create havoc on the defensive side of the ball. Blitzing a lot, doing things that people aren't used to seeing in this league. He's bringing the pressure left and right, and you got to know how to block it. Quarterbacks got to know how to read it and get out of certain plays. Tell you the truth, when you watch the film against Iowa Western, they kind of destroyed Iowa Western. Iowa Western couldn't move the ball on them, so it's one of those things that you better show up and be ready to play, or she's going to get beat by Highland. And he has done a wonderful job there. And for being a school out in the middle of nowhere, he's got the kids in there that can compete and get stuff going there. So it'll be a tough game here on Saturday. Like I said, throughout this conference, there's teams can beat you each and every week. So you got to come prepared. I mean, some teams might be a little bit weaker than others, but they're right there that can beat you. So just like when they say about us, guards got a ton of talent. Yeah, we got a ton of talent, but we got to put it together and they got to play well together. Then I don't see anybody beating us. If we play together all the way through, I don't see anybody beating us. But will that happen? I don't know if that'll happen. We try to make sure the kids are going to be ready and focus and all that, but they're 18, 19-year-old kids away from home, first time, most of them, and you got to make sure they're focusing in on what they're here for. So we'll see what happens.
You mentioned how well their defense played against Iowa Western this last week. For the third-best team in the conference against the run, what are some things that you're stressing to make sure that you can continue to have success on the ground this weekend?
We just got to make sure we block them this week and, you know where they're coming from, you know, blitzing, good, just staying with our rules up front. If we stay with our rules up front on how we block certain things, we'll be all right. Got to make sure we take advantage of certain things that they do and make sure we're not being over-aggressive with stuff. Just go as it goes and we'll be fine. But they create havoc, a lot of it. So it's kept them in games and won them a game. And they had a chance to beat Iowa Western. They really did. And, you know, that would have been a shock to everybody. But when you watch the film, it's not a shock because they really played really good. So,
Coach, thank you for your time. Best of luck this weekend.
Thank you.